Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What a conundrum. What a difficult really? Situation. Yeah, well, you don't. That's where you're processing, but it's not your fault. But you don't understand how my brain works, totally.
I try. I understand. You know what? I understand
all right,
your frustration.
So let me explain something about my wife, all right? She is very kind to people, and men like her a lot.
Hmm.
So she worked with a dude. I've told you this story on the air before, who 1 year on her birthday... I woke up when Carl and I were living together before we got married, and I woke up on her birthday, to hear clanking in the kitchen. And I came downstairs into the kitchen, and it was her coworker, who she did not have a romantic relationship,
but
she had
friends. I remember this guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm making Carla breakfast for her birthday." I said, "Get the F out of here. This is my wife we're talking about here, all right?" So
he just wandered into your house?
Yeah, he just came into the house and was doing, and I kind of felt that was the time to draw the line.
I remember that.
And he was not a threat. I want to make sure, but I was tired, and I came down, and it was just like
first thing
I had
morning,
to put my
want
foot
a
down.
Stranger, yeah.
I always now, wondered what happened to Buzz.
No, it wasn't Buzz.
I have
this
to say,
like, do you remember this guy had a recipe for something he wouldn't share? I hated that.
This is really an interesting situation here because we have a P1 of P1s.
Right.
A guy by the name of Dirk Vastrick, who gave Carla and I an anniversary present, gave us some cash for our anniversary, which
He's
is
been generous
great.
To all of us. He
been
really
generous.
Has.
And if you're generous to Rob, he will follow you into a fire.
Mike,
you,
not about
you,
me.
You
not
like
about
taking
me.
Scraps from the table
not
more than
about
any
me.
Of us ever
no,
have.
No, you're deflecting. This is not about
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
What you know what, though?
You're a taker.
Mike,
you are.
That is a lie.
That is
that
not
is
a lie.
Lie.
That is not. If I had a record of everybody, and if Rob wanted to produce a ledger, which he would not, of gifts he has received, it would eclipse Oscar. It would eclipse Mark Ronick, Buzz Burbank, Mike O'Mara, tenfold. And I know it. Let's move
Boy,
on.
Boy, you are wound up tight like a
I am wound
today.
Up. So this
and
is.
I will say
well, this,
this
is
one
this
time
is where this
you
part, part of
me
this
a
thing
giver.
Part of this thing is your fault.
Well, to be fair, Mike, you responded to my email yesterday saying sounds good,
and I didn't read it.
I know. I know you did not read it.
And
first of all,
none of this.
I am
is my
deflecting.
Fault.
I am deflecting on Rob.
Are you?
So yes, I am. But you are. But you do love. You're a great recipient.
And so are you, Mike.
No,
and
I'm
you
not.
Set up, yes, you are. When
no,
you set
I'm
up
not.
The post office box, one of the things you said.
No,
is,
I'm not.
This is great for sending.
No,
gifts.
Not like you.
Yes. Oh,
not like
oh,
you.
Oh,
oh, buddy, buddy, I've earned my money.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Here you go. Listen to me.
And if that's true, I've earned the money.
Let me just get
Can
to this.
Can we start again?
Right?
Let's start again.
But nobody interacts more than you do, right? Would that be accurate?
With who? Just the listeners?
With the listeners.
I like social media. It's
outside
like I'm
of the show.
House.
Outside yeah. of the show. Would that be accurate?
I guess, but I
no,
mean, is that a bad
you guess,
thing?
Don't guess. I don't. You know, I don't want to. I want to keep my eyes on the prize here.
Then all don't right. bring me into it because I have nothing to do with this.
You don't. You don't. But you do. But anyway, I'll
but
stop.
But I don't.
I'll stop. But you do. But you do. But no, you don't with this one. I know. I know. It just the whole vibe right now. You know how I get. I get all ramped up. And what I felt was that when this guy came into my kitchen, clanking around with dishes, that he was hijacking my, at the time, fiance, or I don't know if she was my fiance yet, but I believe she was, her birthday.
It was,
and that's
Mike,
that's my show, thing.
As a show historian, it was your second date.
It was not. It was not. Let me regroup here.
Yeah, let's bury that.
Rob, you're right. I there are plenty of things I can dump on you for that are legit. You're right. I am not going to deflect this on you.
Okay.
And I'm not going to deflect it on this listener who's a very nice person. Dirk is a wonderful human being.
Yes.
Has been generous to a fault. Let me reiterate, a fault.
Aha.
So, Josh comes up with a great idea called the Shout Society, which, because Josh has been brought into this enterprise, and he tries to raise the pennies to make the dollars so that we keep the podcast viable. And he has thrown tons of stuff up against the wall, including the TMOS Shout Society, mm-hmm. where any listener can buy a segment to talk about whatever they want. And the vast majority of you have responded to that with bupkis, and I understand it. I didn't like it anyway, but I said, let's give it a try. That's fine. But I didn't like it because I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't like it because it made me uncomfortable. It just did. It just did. Promoting it made me, and you know, Josh, that's true, right? I said that. I kind of didn't like doing the spot for it. But
it had an infomercial vibe.
It was.
We get one response. Would that be accurate? One response?
Yes. At the moment.
One response.
Yes.
And it's Dirk.
Yeah.
And Dirk responds.
And I'm sure this is going to bring on more responses.
But
it's a great ad.
And Dirk responds because of one thing. He's generous.
Yeah.
He is generous to, and he's not just generous to our show. He's generous to a lot of people. If you follow him, I've known him for a number of years. I've had dinner with him. I know Dirk. I know Dirk. And Dirk, the running bit with Dirk has been that, hi, Carla. You know that bit if you listen to the show for a long time. So,
and his energy, Mike.
Big Dirk energy. We've created that vibe. And he is Dirk is not a young man. He has got his 73rd birthday coming up soon. Happy birthday, Dirk. But at the same time, I wake up this morning and I come out to the couch going ready to make coffee. Carla's been up. She never gets up before me. She's up before me. She looks at me and she says, happy anniversary. And like many men in many marriages, I go, oops, because I forgot. And this is a big one. This is 15. This is 15, anniversary number 15. And so
I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
How is it that you can every year think of September 11th, which is a key date in all of our lives and the history of our nation, and how can you not attach it to the fact that tomorrow is my anniversary? I would think it's like the greatest reminder built into your head. Does that not even enter into your head that it's the day after 9/11 is your birthday? Is your
in your head? How can you know that?
That's you.
Now, that's Mike, not me.
Mike, I did not know that this was your anniversary.
Okay.
Dirk's email has nothing to do with your anniversary.
Right.
I pushed it in today because Rob's out next week.
I understand. So, it's not your fault. It's not Rob's fault. I'm not putting any blame on either one of you.
I hate to be a nerd here, but Dirk does mention the anniversary.
Oh, does he mention the anniversary?
No, he totally mentions the anniversary. Right, let's get to that. Right, you didn't read it either.
I did. I read it 2 weeks ago when he sent it, and I've been sitting on it.
So it's 2 weeks because he's ahead of the game. Because talk about a guy that remembers my anniversary. This guy remembers my anniversary in July.
Yeah, he calls it Black Tuesday.
Yeah, he loses that bet every year.
So, I get an email from Josh several days ago about a shout-out. We got a shout-out from Dirk. When are we going to do it? I said, okay, that's great. And I said, well, what did I write you, Josh, in the...
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
So, back to Carla comes in to... she says to me, happy anniversary. I'm like, oh my God. And she knows immediately by looking at my face that I forgot it. And I remembered it like last like Wednesday, and I remembered it probably over the weekend. And I've remembered, I know it's coming up because it's 15 and it's
Did
a big deal.
Did she say to you that our anniversary is next week? And then you said, sounds good.
Sounds good. F you, Rob. Just because I deflected all this on you, but you're the only one here. Anyway, so I'm sitting there going, oh, I feel bad. But at the same time, as Curly said to Billy Crystal in City Slickers, day ain't over yet.
Right. So you can fix this.
Now, I come into the studio.
Oh, look at that. A dozen long-stemmed red roses with baby's breath and garnish.
And a lovely, what man would know that? Baby's breath. What man?
Look at me, Mike. I am that man. The same kind of man that never forgets his anniversary, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The same kind of man that never got his wife any Valentine's Day gift.
By her ever. Request. Same yeah, kind of man that honors request. His wife requests. Oh, God.
Mike, they are pointing out in the chat that the 15th anniversary
is. Don't poke me more than I need to be. What did you say?
Is
what?
Crystal. In the chat room, it Crystal? Is pointing out okay. that Crystal.
Yeah, well, he's
is the
quoting Billy Crystal.
Traditional gift.
So it's all right.
I'm guilty. But at the same time, I said, you know what I'll do? I haven't done this for Carla a lot during our relationship, but I do it. I like to do it. I like to write poems for different reasons. It's fun. It's one of my fun things that I like to do. And, you know, Rob, you're not a big poem writer, are you? Really?
Limericks I like.
Limericks, yes. But not a big poem writer, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I've done it a lot, and I like to. And so I'm thinking, well, because Carla mentions we'll do a dinner with the little man tonight, which is great. And I haven't started to plan that yet, but I will after the show is over. And I said, that'll be really, really cool. So I come in, and the guys don't even know that I've got this, but I do mention that it is my 15-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it in the show prep to Rob. And then I hear them talking about the shout-out that we'll do it today. Excuse me. And I look at it, and I say to myself, oh, okay. And I look down, and what is it? It's a poem.
Yes, to Carla.
About my anniversary and about Carla. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing but gratitude for Dirk Vastrick, but at the same time, Dirk, I'm really, really sorry. But I can't share it today because this is the day we were going to do it because of the anniversary. Let me see. Yes.
You could do it next week. It is a birthday poem.
It's a birthday poem.
Yeah.
It's a birthday poem, and it'll be fine. I'll read it next week. But it's still a poem.
Yeah.
And I wrote a poem for my bride. And so I wrote the poem, and I was late coming into the studio. Yes.
Carla doesn't need to know Dirk wrote this poem.
Hey, good idea.
No, I'm not reading Dirk's poem, Josh. I am reading my poem that I wrote right here.
No, I know. You've got a great anniversary poem. I'm just thinking now you have a birthday poem as well.
That's true.
I will read what...
Oh, and Carla's listening, so there's that.
Well, she told me she would be listening.
Well, I just wanted to verify that she's popped in on the chat.
God. He is on me today. You know, just because I conceded that I was deflecting on him, all right? Just chill out, Spiewak. I have to. And I have come in here. I came in here today and with this poem in hand because I had a spirit of love. I said, this will be really nice. And it's been totally f***ed up. And then I get flowers too, but it was this. I got the flowers before it was totally effed up. I got the flowers and I came in here and I said, that makes this, I'm even glad that I took the time to do this because I did it after the fact, after she had mentioned that to me.
You know,
and I feel
fact,
guilty.
Mike,
I am racked with Irish guilt.
Do you know for a fact that the flowers are from Carla?
Yeah, because she sent me a card.
Okay. I just want to
make sure. Which I will not share, a private card between me and her.
I just want to make sure Dirk didn't send you the flowers.
He could. But he gave us he literally gives us an anniversary gift every year. He is the most generous, wonderful listener. He will be in Las Vegas. He has come to, I think, every show that we've done.
Of course.
He has supported us more than anybody. He has given my son, my wife, myself, he's given us birthday presents. He is a delightfully generous individual, and he does a lot for other people, too. He's that yes. kind of person. He is a good person. You know, a little bit of a nudge, but a good person.
Mike, nudginess is actually, in a small degree, it's a great quality to
have. So as I look at this poem, I agree with Josh. It is for her birthday. And so I have 5 days that I can wait to read the poem. And we'll keep it on fire. Because not only did he do this, and he could do it under any circumstances, but he bought a shout out to do it because he's so generous.
All right.
And he loves the show, and we love him, and I feel grateful for him. But at the moment when I saw, oh, my God, oh, he's got a poem, too.
Yeah.
It made me realize how,
If it's one thing, it's
Sometimes it just happens. It's like when I'll be doing a kicker
right.
that I've pre-written and you jump the line, which you've done a couple of times. Not a lot. You usually, you and I think if there is an ability for Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara to think of the cliche, cheap shit laugh, Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara will go for the trite cliche every time.
You see it
and
like
it's
that.
Like it's a, you know, you don't think of them as trite and cliche.
I think of them as trite and cliche. It's a magical connection we have. If they were to ever bring back regular password.
Right.
On television.
Yeah,
win cards.
We would kill it.
Yeah.
We would kill it. This is just me having to get this out of my system before I can even read this. Carla, I love you. I have to say, because and thank God, no, I'm not going to preview what I'm going to say, but right. I have to get this out of my system in order to just get my mind right. And
right.
by the way, the main goal of what we do here is entertaining people. And I certainly hope
and
that
educate.
my angst and my anxiety and my broken, horribly insecure personality has offered some of you some joy. I know there are the haters of me out there that right now are going, ugh. What a dick. But I can't help it. It's who I am. I understand you think that. I really do. But I can't change
who I am. Do you sometimes wear it as a badge of shame? A badge of honor, rather, when
no.
they hate you like that?
No. I really don't think like that. It hurts me. It hurts okay. me they feel like that. But I get it because this is an area of self-control. I do not manipulate my persona. I try to make myself look good, but I fail miserably. I really do. I fail miserably. This is the real guy. This mm-hmm. podcast is the real. This is what you get here, where I get and I'm like, oh, great. A poem from another guy. Another fat guy like me.
Mike, I think it's one of your better qualities. I love the fact that you're genuine on the show. And I think that's what a lot of people love.
So I come here today and I really... Because ultimately, and Rob can speak to this, it ain't about the person. It's really about me, right? It really, if you are writing a poem mm-hmm. to a loved one, you are doing that for gratification for your own ego. That's what it's about.
Mike, it's why we're in the business we're in. It is.
How about if you do it on your own show?
If I do it on my own show, it is even more ego. But thank you. Thank you for piling the poo on me as well. I appreciate that.
Well, are you saying that it would be better if
settled? Has he not settled into a comfortable zone of knowing me and piling on when it's appropriate, Rob Spiewak?
And when it's not appropriate.
I agree.
Would it be better if you did the poem on section 336 this weekend?
We'll get to that.
No,
there's a little of that in the show.
There.
Yeah, there's a little of that in it. You don't even know about Rob, but we will share. So, with that said, Dirk, if you do not mind, we will postpone your poem to next week.
Postpone it.
And to Dirk Vastrick, I love you, and you are a generous sort, and I appreciate. And
timing,
if
Dirk.
And it's not Dirk's fault.
The time is all on me.
No, but it's not. It's not on anybody.
I wanted to cram it in while Rob was here.
I know you did. And that's okay. That's okay, too, because you had no idea that I was going to bring this into the show today. Now, with that said, I thought about poetry music. And then I played what we played at our wedding. And it was through my soundboard iTunes that seriously sound like it came out of a marmoset's ass the way it sounded through
Did
my
Did you
soundboard.
Have the marmoset's ass setting on iTunes?
It sounded like a Pine Martin. That's on the show Alone that we watch up in Saskatchewan.
What is the song?
I'll talk about that later. The song is called Cavatina. Cavatina, it was played in The Deer Hunter.
From The Deer Hunter, yeah.
It's a guitar version of Cavatina. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. But I don't need the music.
Because I had selected some music just
so you know, that's fine. Right. And maybe we'll go with that
right.
for the poem, if
okay.
you want.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
That might work. That might actually work, Rob. That
Thank
might
you.
Actually
I,
work.
I don't think, sound I surprised. How dare you?
What were you going to say, John?
Well, I think at the same time, we need to just switch to a mic camera shot.
I agree.
Give you the full screen as you read your poem.
Let's try that again.
Beautiful. Stop it. You love that.
Hey, podcasters. Stop. If you do your own lighting, maybe you can have as bad a reflection in your glasses as I can.
Yeah. It's a reminder there's lenses.
Yes.
You do Absolutely. Look a little bit like RoboCop.
There you go. I'll take those out. Now you see every light in the studio.
All right.
Are you ready?
A poem.
A poem by Michael O'Mara.
O'Mara.
15th wedding anniversary. 15 years, and you're still here. Through the good and the bad. And the smokes and the beer. What was that? Did I hear a snort?
I thought it was cute.
They said it was something that never would last. It took just a second to put that in our past. You look good. You smell good. And even your walk. When I think of those things, I just know it's a lock. Can you turn the music up a little bit? I actually like it. But those things on the outside, Carla, they're just added bling. Because, Carla, I love you. And, you know, here's the thing. I never imagined how great it would be to summon the strength to take plunge number 3. They say that the secret is learning to grow. Oh, boy, have we mastered that part of the show. The life we have shared is the best of my days. It's the truth, Ruth. And I do really love you in so many ways. Your strength and your love and your mothering skills. You even showed me how to take the right pills. You gonna start it again?
Yeah.
But seriously, I need to tell you today that, honey, it's over. I'm actually gay.
No, it's horrible.
No. Start it again. That's a joke. And if it were true, I'd tell you in private, between me and you. The truth is, life's better for me with you here. And one of the things that I really hold dear is watching you move through the life that we share with courage and toughness and laughter to spare. And love, that's the main thing that keeps me on track. No matter the bumps, I know you've got my back. So here's to 15, babe, and 20, all told. Let's keep it going. 15 years, can you believe that? I'm going to reread this. Here's to 15, babe, and let's keep it going. 50 together would be a nice showing. I promise, my love, that I will endeavor to do all in my power to love you forever. And even when things get a little bit crappy, not to worry, you know what I say. Don't get happy. I love you, Carla. Happy 15th anniversary.
That's very, very sweet, Mike. Very well done.
There it is, honey. There you go with the poem. punctuation mark, you ass. There it is. You know what? It was a damn fine poem, wasn't it?
It was. And you know what? Congratulations on 15 years. That's great. That really is
and
great.
And 20 October, it will be 21 years together. So we waited a while. We waited a while to take the plunge. But can you believe that clock on the wall as far as 15 years?
I know. I know. It is.
You got
it's
me
amazing.
Beat. You got me beat on that one. You're 27?
28 in October.
28 in October. Yeah. Oh, my God. So
we
really
probably
has
will
been
get divorced, Mike. We're just waiting for the kids to die.
That's funny. That's almost as funny as when I bumped into a college classmate of mine at a hockey game, and I said, hey, how you doing? And I told him about my job that I was getting in radio, and he said, oh, I'm between my first job. which I thought was kind of a funny line. Yeah, it's been wonderful, and I've got some plans that you know I'm not going to share because I know she is listening right now.
I know, Mike, that it's going to be a great, great anniversary.
I have concepts of a plan.
By the way, you know, I know that was your favorite part of the debate.
It was.
But the,
it was.
But the one that, of course, is getting God. It got I got bored with them. The viral videos of the cats and dogs reacting.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Which, you know, I mean.
It's an easier joke. That's what people like
to do. It is an
easier
joke. Yeah. The concept of a plan was a fun. Anyhow, yeah. That's,
anywho.
It really is a shocker. And I suppose I'm an old married couple when I forget my anniversary. You've never forgotten one of yours?
No. No. I never have. I mean, it's
you've
a
forgotten
big deal.
Birthdays.
No, I haven't.
I don't know what you've forgotten. You've forgotten to send me copy.
I have. I have. I've forgotten to make
Thank
corrections.
You. I had to get one.
I've
right.
never forgotten to show up to work, though.
I haven't. Have I forgotten to show up to work?
No. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the things that are important. Okay. And I know your birthday is sometime in June. And I'm sure Josh
yours, I know yours
too.
Is sometime in March.
Exactly. And I'm
and
sure
we don't
Josh
know. Had... We don't know what Josh's is.
No. When is your birthday, Josh?
It's in January.
Oh, that's well outside of birthday season.
That's fantastic. We'll be able to spotlight it because it's outside of birthday season.
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's the 6th.
Close. It's the 26th.
Oh, okay.
So
he is
no
in
storming.
Full. He is ramped up today, boy.
Boy,
really,
I don't
really
think Mike.
Is.
I don't think I am. I think that you are. You're open today. I think that the wound is fresh and it's. It's
but I feel
sensitive.
Better. I feel closure now that I got the poem out. I just felt. I felt like the other. I don't. Everything. Every reaction I just had was completely unnecessary. But I had to do it. Does that make
sense?
It was
healthy.
To anybody?
It was healthy, Mike.
I had to do it. It was my job to get that out of my system, or I would not have been able to share that. I still had to repeat one because I screwed that up. I always screw
what are,
up the
are there dates that you never forget? Like yearly
That's a
dates?
Great question. That is a great question.
Like, for example,
yes,
I remember-
Rob, there's a date I never forget. My own birthday. That's not true.
Stop it. But like,
not, it's true.
No, you know your birthday. I sometimes
no, you don't.
Forget
you don't
how
know
old
which
I
day
am.
It is.
Oh, that's right, because of your certificate.
Oh, hey, I got that straightened out. Did I tell you I got that straightened out? Yeah,
you
I
never did.
I went to the Social Security Administration, and it was easier than I thought. And then when I called the Medicare Advantage people,
yes,
they'd automatically done it.
That's
By
great.
The way, I don't want to look. I'm not.
And you're
about
now
making,
officially 27 years old.
I'm not about. I am not about promoting other insurance companies.
Right.
Humana, but I was with Florida Blue Cross for a long time, and
that's,
I'm here.
That's who I'm with.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to throw it away.
Yeah. Didn't I, say that. That's Josh talking.
We're going
that's
with someone new.
I'm just saying, Humana, very, very nice. Very nice experience out of the gate.
Wow.
Not the accounting department at Florida Blue. It's like
Humana is good. Don't go with I went with Animala and they didn't cover any of my problems.
No. No, it was a veterinary service.
It was.
I will say this about our friends at Blue.
Blue.
I don't believe Josh when they can make a clerical error or an accounting error that results in you not being covered that they're really that upset about the fact that they don't have to cover you for things. Mm-hmm. Let me just put it that way. That's all.
I love Cigna. Cigna has been great. Cigna has done so great. It's a Greek company, Mike. But they will, if they make an error.
I go with rigid sigmoidoscopy.
If they make an error, they will cop to it, but you have to follow through. They don't make it easy for you if they make an error. Is there a woodpecker somewhere?
No, I screwed something up.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Isn't that? Oh, that's your alarm that reminds you of your anniversary.
Oh, I know
what
I am. I got it. I did it. Okay. I put the computer on.
But are there dates outside of your birthday that you remember? Like Michael's birthday. Do you know it right off your hand, right off the top of your head?
July 19th.
Okay. Carla's birthday?
July 17th. I'm sorry, okay. September 17th.
How about this? Do you have any?
How about Catherine? We got to get them all.
Oh, Catherine?
June 9th.
And Elizabeth?
July 11th.
Okay. How about any notable?
My mother?
Okay, your mother.
April 22nd.
Now, here's another question. Do you know offhand?
Don't know my father's. Don't remember my father's. I know it's in July. I know he's a Leo. Don't know his the date exactly.
Not to be grim, but do you have any deaths that you know? Like dates of deaths?
No.
Remembered. Okay. All right.
Yeah, my mom, I got to, because it was the 18th. It was the day after, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I actually remember that one, too, because
I talk about, you know, walking, coming from her hospital bed and driving into Boston, knowing I had to go back tomorrow, knowing that she was at the end of her life, and seeing all the revelers for my holiday, St. Patrick's Day, being Irish. And so that's why that one sticks in my mind. But she didn't die on St. Patrick's Day. God bless
her.
As
a courtesy.
She didn't do that. Can I say something that's a little spiritual?
Sure.
And this is going to sound a little sippy, sappy, syrupy. Mm-hmm. But I really felt this poem that I wrote, I loved it. Because it really did express the way I feel. And I felt my mom used to do the same thing. She had fun writing these little poems. My mom and Dirk and a lot of people love to do that. And I felt her presence doing that. That's why I ripped right
through.
That's
cool.
Normally it would take me a bit of time to do
that,
but it didn't
cool.
today. So.
I like that.
And some might say, it's no surprise, it took a little time. It sounded like it took very little time. See, there's the ego. What does that have to do with anything? It doesn't. Shut up,
Mike. I know that you remember August 16th.
Okay, Elvis' death day.
Exactly. You see, you make me proud.
How about that, huh?
Yeah,
see, I
go.
Made you happy with all the deflecting. I actually made you happy. All
because
right,
because you hate it that much.
I hated the trips.
They were hot. They were hot.
Memphis in August, not a pleasant place to be. And then I eventually moved to a place where I get the feeling of Memphis in August for 6 months, 6.5, 7 months I get down here in
Florida.
But
the other 5 months, my choice.
Delightful. Delightful. It's the best show we've ever done. happy anniversary, Carla. Let's take a break. We will come back with the round table, and we've got a lot on the show today. I really have enjoyed my 15 years with my beautiful bride, and I have a surprise planned when you arrive home today. And it has nothing to do with restaurants, Carla. Or flowers.
Is it a whipped cream diaper?
No, I'll tell you later. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code, Mike O'Mara, to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursday. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up! I got to do a commercial. I got all discombobulated. I'm sorry. I forgot. But it's easy. I could do this one by memory because it's liquid IV, and I'm drinking it right now.
Mm. I am too, Mike, actually. I have found that a liquid IV in a smart water is a perfect dilution of the quality. It tastes so good.
Love that. Is to me a wonderful combination. Plenty of water in there, and you can flavor it any way you want. They recommend 16 ounces of water. You can use less, you can use more. I love my Liquid IV. I use it when I'm out in the surface of the sun, 95 degrees, 107 degree heat index we're talking about. That is that's spectacularly hot, if you didn't notice that. I will tell you that Liquid IV has been part of our lives for a very long time. From the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy, key to successful outdoor adventures. It's Liquid IV. It's wonderful. It's got 100 milligrams of natural caffeine, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink.
Oh, this is the Energy Plus you're talking about. This
The Energy Plus. We're talking about their new product. I apologize,
right. That's
everybody.
All right.
I skipped right by that because I've been discombobulated. It's the best time of year to get outside, and we want you to do this. Hydration and energy are the key to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy. Not the regular. I want to say it's called Plus Energy. It delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Didn't know they wanted me to talk about that one today. You can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine.
Perfect.
The all-in-one formula provided mind and body energy plus provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear poor, live more. Take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
You know, Mike, I bet you could win that show alone if you had Liquid IV.
Oh, absolutely. I would win the poem contest. It would be delightful. I know
you'd
enjoy it.
The poem contest? Is that a big part of the show alone?
Yes, yes. It's called Poem Idol. Poem Idol on that. We start today with the debate. It's still lingering, people. And the Kamala Harris-Donald Trump debut. If you didn't see it on Tuesday night, you heard about it. Here's a rundown. After Taylor Swift called herself a childless cat lady in her endorsement of Harris, Elon Musk tweeted this not at all creepy response. Fine, Taylor. You win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life.
Gross.
That is so.
That's gross.
The creepmeister. Is
and
he not?
And he probably thought it was okay.
Oh, you of know, course. He wouldn't have done it if he didn't think it was okay. He has no possible conception of his creep factor. Meanwhile, Donald Trump thinks Taylor will pay a price financially for not supporting him. Number two, I guess we should have seen this coming. The Harris campaign is now selling friendship bracelets.
It's a good move, though.
Yay.
It's a good move.
Number three, we still don't officially know who Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are voting for, but Patrick has made it clear he will not be endorsing anyone. More power to him. He's an athlete. Go play your game. That's not your wheelhouse. Fine.
I'm not going to endorse anybody. I don't know. You're not going to do it.
That's a good Patrick Mahomes.
But they've also liked Trump stuff online and upset people, so that's why they're being quiet.
Just
simply liking something on Instagram, and they got a bunch of flack.
See, Josh keeps track of the positive Trump stuff out there, and that offers balance to a show you can eat. Need proof number four. Do you need proof that the multiverse is real? Check out a picture of President Biden. He is legitimately wearing a Trump 2024 hat. And no, it's not another AI hit job by Elon. It really happened. Biden was actually at a fire station in my favorite town in Pennsylvania, Shanksville.
That's a great one.
Shanks for the memories.
Isn't that where they make all the small knives?
Shank, baby. The site of the Flight 93 crash, because a lot of commemoration celebrations, not celebrations, memorials were held for 9/11. He gave Trump a Trump supporter a hat to wear. So the guy gave Biden his Trump hat, and he put it on as a show of unity. And
it looks like a Photoshop because of how he put it on
it
the
hat. Doesn't it? It
looks
so much like a Photoshop.
Well, I thought that was a gag.
So did I. I had to look up the video because I thought it was fake. And it's because there's another hat underneath of that hat.
Oh, okay.
He didn't take his hat off.
And here's the gag. Yeah.
And what happened is he put it on, Mike, and then Biden said, "Look at me, I'm Donald Trump. People are eating dogs. Na, 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 na."
Jon Bon Jovi was filming a video on a bridge in Nashville Tuesday night when he noticed a woman in despair standing on a ledge. Bon Jovi went over to the woman. I wish they'd say John. Bon Jovi.
Bon
the
Jovi.
Whole band. The whole band went
Richie
over.
Richie Sambora was there, too. That's great.
Jon Bon Jovi went over to the woman who was able to, he was able to convince her not to jump. That's pretty cool. He also helped pull her off the ledge. In case you didn't know, he has experience speaking with individuals who are going through a crisis from hunger to homelessness thanks to his JBJ Soul Foundation. The chief of the Metro Nashville Police Department says, quote, "A shout out to Jon Bon Jovi and his team for helping a woman on the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge. It takes all of us to help each other safe, keep each other safe." That's pretty cool.
Mike,
I mean, you can't argue with that cool.
Prepare for a stolen joke, okay? In 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
She's lucky it wasn't David Lee Roth.
Jump. Get it, Josh? Did you get that
one? You might as well
one?
Jump, yes.
Yes, I am following.
Might as well jump. Pretty good day for Jon Bon Jovi. Not so good, Dave Grohl, you know? It's balance. We offer balance out there, people.
Balance.
Okay, I like Jamie Lee Curtis. I like her as the old broad she's turning into. She's kind of a ballsy broad when you see her speak about things when she's not doing the Halloween movies. Jamie Lee and her husband, Christopher Guest, a marvelously funny human being, they have been married for 40 years. If you're wondering what their secret is to a long-lasting marriage, well, it's pretty simple. Don't leave. Rob, don't leave.
No.
Jamie says, quote, "We have a phrase in addiction recovery, if you stay on the bus, the scenery will change." And you know, that's marriage.
That's
she
smart.
Says, like all of a sudden you literally want to hate each other, and then the next day it's a pretty sunny day and the dog does something cute and you look at each other and you're like, oh gosh. And then you're on another track. Jamie says you also need to have perseverance, patience, gentleness, and a really good dose of hatred. That's funny.
Pretty solid advice.
But, quote, "not allowing that hatred to then cause you to make some choice that you're going to regret." So another marriage story on today's 15th anniversary day. Of
Christopher Guest, as he said, the secret to marriage was cashew nut, peanut.
Cashew, peanut.
Macadamia
nut. People won't know what you're talking about.
But
with that.
Those who do,
what is
it.
The? You don't have it handy, do you? By
Best in show. Let me see if I can't bring it up quickly. Hold
there
on.
Is Christopher Guest. For those of you that don't know, he's done a lot of the movies with the comedy troupes. Best in Show. He's done Waiting for Guffman. They're the comedy crew with like Eugene Levy that does
mostly
all the things.
Improv movies.
Improv
Mighty Wind
movies.
Is a great one. Yeah,
right.
It's based in. What's Spinal Tap was the first one, really.
Spinal Tap, the biggie, and a really, really funny guy. And he does impressions, too, in you know, voices, dialects, and that was one of the great, great dialects that he did. Guffman was my favorite, which was just spectacular
so great.
As
Mike,
well.
Move on. I'm going to try and bring this up for us, though.
Okay, we will move on to the next story here. Taylor Swift is known.
I think I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right,
good for you.
Let's take a look.
I used to be able to name every nut.
Fantastic.
That there was, and that used to drive my mother crazy because she used to say, "Harlan Pepper, if you don't stop naming nuts," and the joke was, of course, that we lived in Pine Nut, and I think that's what put it in my head at that point. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, "Peanut, hazelnut."
It's great to see it, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it is.
Macadamia nut, that was the one that was sent her into a, going crazy. She said, "You stop naming nuts." And Hubert used to be able to make the sound And he wasn't talking, but he was going, sounded like macadamia nuts. Pine Nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio Nut. Red pistachio nut.
Red pistachio.
Natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
So oh, that's great. Awesome. I love that. Thank you, Christopher Guest. Okay, another Taylor Swift thing. Taylor Swift, known for being good to her fans, but would she ever be this good? Mike Flint of Columbus, Ohio. I love this story.
Okay.
He signed up for ZZ Top tickets for every tour, and he still gets them 40 years later.
Oh, my God.
This is what the guy did. He bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club back in 1984. It cost him $100, which must have seemed like a fortune at the time. But when you consider that he has seen almost every single tour since then for free, and that those tickets come with backstage passes, it turned out to be an incredible value. The membership also included a satin tour jacket.
Of course.
1984, you could still get
probably those. The Eliminator tour.
He got bumper stickers, and he got a signed poster. And while he can't find the poster at the moment, he still has everything else. Mike is 61 years old now, but he has no plans to slow down. Quote, as long as I have these benefits, I'm a pine nut. Hazelnut. I'm still kicking. I'll go to see him. I've never had an issue with the tickets. My dog says he has a ZZ Top song coming on the radio. And
he doesn't goes, talk, though, does he?
No, he goes, which I think if you listen closely, sounds like Sharp-Dressed Man.
Mike, true story.
Hazelnut.
When yes. Carrie and I were dating, I had a pair of tickets to see ZZ Top, and we drove out to the Capitol Center, which was a long drive.
Great venue.
We were in line to pay for parking, and she looked at me and said, do you really want to see this concert? I said, you know what? Not really. And we turned around and went home.
That's...
It explains Hershey Park.
Yep.
Does it?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It wasn't hot, though, at the ZZ Top show.
I think that I don't want to pile on ZZ Top. They're icons of rock and roll, but I will tell you, I hate to say this, but I have to. I'm compelled to. You didn't miss much.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I mean,
I don't consider. Look, the music, spectacular. You can't argue with the music. The performance, I have never found dynamic.
No.
I have never found it to be anything other than playing the songs, spinning the guitars occasionally, you know, that type of thing.
And Mike, how about this? The guy in ZZ Top that doesn't have any facial hair at all, his name is Frank Beard.
Me, 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 me. Finally today.
Yes.
If you are looking to shift careers, this seems to be a theme. Marriage. Running through today's show. If you're looking for a shift, here's what you can try. A guy in Spain claims that he is making a very good living working as a professional wedding destroyer.
Oh.
Brides with cold feet supposedly hire him to show up and object so they don't have to go through with it. He says he started as a joke, you know. I was a sword fighter.
Sword fighter?
It always becomes Antonio Banderas. He said, I started it as a joke. He posted a silly ad offering to rescue brides from their wedding for 500 euros, or about 550 bucks a pop. Then women actually started hiring him, and he's booked through the end of the year.
That's great.
His ad says, if you have doubts or you don't want to
get... If you have what?
If you have doubts, you know, about your nuptials. If you have doubts or don't want to get married and don't know how to refuse, don't worry no more. I'll object to your wedding. You just need to tell me the time, the place, and the date. I show up. He shows up. He waits until the officiant asks if anyone objects. Then he pretends that he is an old flame, and the bride runs off with him. This is legit. He says, it doesn't always go well. People at the wedding tend to get upset as you would expect.
Yes, of course.
So there is a $50, an extra $50 on top of the 500 euros or $550, an extra 50 bucks for every slap he receives. I think it's he's lucky he hasn't gotten worse than a slap, right?
You're right. Did you ever have that line in any of your weddings, if you object?
Yeah, my mother said yes to every single one of them. No, dear. Don't do it again, dear. Please.
It wasn't in our ceremony, and I had him at it.
Yeah.
Because it's always a great awkward moment. Someone always coughs.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody. As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious. Mm. They are also nutritious. They are fully cooked. They're ready to serve in just a minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their faves, like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. My son, who is not 10, he's 11, right, but he still loves the corn dogs. So what sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services? It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are, mm-hmm, and it's even allergy-friendly. Say it with me. Corn dogs! Food,
hey, Josh,
of the gods!
Corn dogs! Corn dogs!
Corn dogs!
Thank
corn
you.
Corn dogs!
Corn dog.
Corn dog. Hazelnut. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids, so head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. I would like, Rob, I know you've got a lot of things that you bring to the table, but I would love to talk about lazy gamers.
Ah, okay. Now, I know your son is a gamer. My son is still a gamer. He'll be 22 this month. On the 30th, he'll be 22. And I would think, I never was much of a gamer. I had an Atari back in the day, but that's mm-hmm. about it. But the problem
I've probably done
gaming,
that more than you have. I played Call of Duty and
didn't you
Medal
play the
Honor.
Western game? Did you? Was there a Western game you
the
played?
The last game I played with any regularity was a long time ago, and it was Far Cry. And that's still a game that hangs around today.
I still play regularly.
You're what a regular you gamer. Yep.
Yeah.
What do you play?
The baseball game, Madden, and some Call of Duty, and a little Fortnite with the kids.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
My
but
son was pretty psyched.
Sports? Primarily sports games, Josh, is the ones you
all
like?
On my own, yeah. And then I'll switch to Fortnite for the
kids.
Yeah,
I was. My son got excited when I told him that you were on Madden, so I think he might want to knock out a game with you on Madden sometime, which would be fun.
No problem.
Go ahead, Rob.
Well, they Heinz, the great company, you know, 57 varieties. They debuted a new concept machine called the Hum Hum, H-U-M. They debuted it at the Esports World Cup in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, this was fascinating to me because my son Robert is basically majoring in esports and esports marketing. So I like to stay on top of this. But one of the problems when you're playing games is you have to excuse yourself to go to the bathroom, but also you have to eat. People play esports all day, and if you don't eat, you're going to be really hungry, but you don't want to give up on your game. So Heinz has developed, and I think we have a photo of it here, a robot that will hands-free feed you snacks. It will pick up like a chicken nugget, move it over, dip it into the cup, and then extend it so you can eat it with your face.
How much does that cost?
It's still in beta mode. So they don't have
it's a prototype. Yeah.
But Mike, right now it's controlled with pedals, which I think is fascinating.
so you can game and do it at the same time, hands free.
That you can eat.
You can eat.
Go ahead, Josh.
Now I should have ran into the other room because I do have this little fork thing that slides on your fingers so that when I'm playing games or using the computer, you can pick up chips and stuff without getting your fingers all dirty.
Oh, my God.
That's designed for gamers like this.
Wow.
It's addictive. It is addictive. You stay in front of that screen all day long.
Mike, the future versions of the Hum Hum will be controlled by voice commands and face recognition. So that's pretty fascinating. Yeah, but if you use the hum hum too much, I guess it could also be chin recognition by various chins.
Speaking of gaming, I'm embarrassed to say this, but the last time in the last incarnation, I don't know which one it was, Far Cry that I played. Mm-hmm. So the last level where you're fighting this like octopus thing, sending out shooting it, and you gotta do a certain number of things to kill the. If I remember correctly, the reward, it was a two-tier reward. Josh might know something about that.
Okay.
Because other games do it. Where you get the trophy or whatever, or you get to be the big winner, or you get the lady.
And there I remember is a, this. Yes.
There is a sexy lady in the game, and I have always found that I am slightly into animated stuff. There's tons of adult animation out there.
Yeah.
I've always found it kind of fascinating.
Don't you have a tape of the sexy lady? Wasn't her name Reba or something?
Oh. Didn't know you were setting me up for that.
Yeah,
so if you win on level 10, you get to go into a secret room and...
hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
She is.
Hot!
That's what I remember about it. And I also remember it was just a cool first-person shooting game.
You brought that up in Manassas to us. And your debate was, do I want to win it or do I want to see the girl? Because you
that's
hadn't
it.
Decided yet.
And I don't know what happened at the end because I think I didn't take the girl.
Feeds you snacks, though.
But aren't there out there floating around, aren't there adult, like really adult video games where, you can...
There is one I know of that's
negotiate
sort of,
through a sexually charged environment.
The one that is sort of mainstream, but it's still sort of under the radar, is called Naked Madden. And Pat Summerall... Pat Summerall, how shall I say, is very enthusiastic through the whole game.
Naked Madden. Naked Madden 2024.
That's right.
Does anybody, do either one of you guys know of any real ones that are out there floating around?
No. Okay. I do not know.
They probably have trouble with, censorship and stuff like that, right?
Right. But I am very entertained by the 10-year-old boys that love to be the girl characters in Fortnite.
Okay, can you explain that to me?
Really?
Yeah.
You've experienced that with your son?
Yeah. And I have too.
I have no idea.
And I've listened to the baseball players talk where I coach the 10 to 12U.
Okay.
And same thing.
They talk about they're called skins.
Yes.
And skins are like costumes that they wear.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Roughly,
and they'll talk about whatever the hot skin is at the time.
Right.
But then they also always go back talking about the girl skins.
They talk about the girl skins. And my son said to me, kind of a sexist thing, that if you're a girl character, you can do better in the game. He said something along those lines,
yeah.
Right?
Because the other,
and
yeah,
I'm
because
not
the
going
other,
to take it anymore.
Right, because the other boys just assume you're a girl on the other end of the controller.
With a body like that, you could go places.
Mike,
Rob,
in the chat room,
I task you with finding that commercial one day.
All right.
Have to find that sexism commercial one day.
In the chat room, they bring up a game that I actually remember. I don't know if they've continued to modernize it, but this was back in the days of a green and black monitor where you would just type and there was no graphics. It's called Leisure Suit Larry. And Leisure Suit Larry was all about trying to get laid. I do remember that. That would have been
And Call of Duty has like hookers in it and stuff like that, right?
Grand Theft Auto does.
Grand Theft Auto, not Call of Duty.
Well, there is a Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is like a World War II game.
Right.
Where they go to, welcome to the bordello. Yes.
There is a Call of Duty that it's not a World War II Call of Duty. It's a different kind of duty.
And we don't want to get into that at all.
We
all
don't, right? But it's very, very niche.
That's another story. So gamers, unite. Have fun out there. I still am not sure.
Have fun out there.
I still don't understand. You have a finger fork? Like a spear that you put on the end of your finger. Do you have it handy? You're in your place.
I'll be right back.
All right. He's going to go get his finger forked.
I've never even seen Robert with any like gaming add-on apparatus like
oh,
that.
come to my son's room.
He doesn't have a finger fork, does he?
No, but I mean, he goes into the monitor section at Costco. Okay, here we go. I want to see
Here it is. It clips on your fingers, and you've got little chopsticks. So you can be typing on the keyboard and still pick things up.
That's dedication.
Now, I do not believe I was married when I purchased this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
You, would you ever go to a Chinese restaurant and bring that? I think you'd be the talk.
I'd love it.
It would work out well.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah, surprise your friends.
It works very well for like corn chips and stuff.
Oh my God. Corn chips. And that's what Josh's primary mode of food when he's playing games is the corn chips.
Well,
Fritos corn chips. Yes.
That's all he eats all day.
Delicious Fritos. Who doesn't love a good
Scoops.
Frito?
Oh, right? God. Scoops are great.
I tell you, if you don't like Fritos, there's something wrong with you, pal. That's Mike O'Mara saying that. Mike O'Mara, renowned poet laureate. Right here. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, there's a bit of a chill in the air, and that signals that autumn is fast approaching. Heck, it's here.
Yeah.
What's your high temperature today out in Leesburg,
today
Virginia?
It's going to be 80. Oh. 80 and sunny. We don't have any chance of rain till next Tuesday.
Native American summer. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall, your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. By going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. You send in your Legacy Box. You fill it with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in the USA. You'll get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your original Legacy Box. It's great. They digitize over 15 different types of analog media. Whatever it is, they got you covered after 10 years. In the business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They have helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and even taking your kids to roller skating and watching them fall.
That's good fun.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. legacybox.com/TMOS, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Want to start you today.
Oh, I forgot, Mike. Sorry.
Jerry Todd.
With some great video that centers around the universe. You know, Rob and I worked on a documentary years ago that was called Cosmos.
It was Unraveling the Cosmos.
Unraveling the Cosmos, and it was a multi-day project where if we learned one thing, and I think you'll agree with me, Rob, the takeaway from that was just how teeny tiny we are in relation to the cosmos. And nobody does it like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he explains just how significant we are in this clip right here. Check this out, everybody. I think you'll find
it. Number of people who have ever been born, number's about 100 billion. Now ask, how many total possible people can be born? Just look at the genome and rearrange it. 10 to the 30th power, which is a billion, trillion, trillion. It's likely even bigger than that. We're the lucky ones. We're the ones who get to die because you only get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born. So take every occasion you can to smell the flowers, to drink in the sunsets and the sunrise and the majestic sky above you that they cradle through the nighttime hours, and celebrate life because you won the lottery.
That is a national treasure, Neil deGrasse Tyson, in my opinion.
I think he's a con man. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
he's no smarter than me.
Snake oil. It's all snake oil.
All right, then I'll give you one that I think you'll get into.
Thank you.
Can your dog do this, Rob Spiewak? Check this out and see if your dog can pull this one off.
Oh, my God. I wish he was toilet trained.
Isn't that something?
Great.
That is those backing up to the commode. That is a dog. Looks like maybe one of those doodle dogs.
Doodles are smart, yeah.
Backing up to the commode, lifting up his hind legs, and urinating into the bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get home and you're listening to the sound of my voice now, check out that great video. I think you'll like that.
The closest we've gotten to that is Sebastian when he walks into the toilet. Because he's so stupid. He just bumps into it. He doesn't know when to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no secret that if you know anything about Josh Soroka, you know that he is a massive baseball fan. I have drifted away late in the season from my beloved Boston Red Sox.
You do this a lot, though. You'll be back.
Will be back, but I have drifted away due to the fact that they have been sliding for some time. And you know what, Josh Soroka? I don't even know where they stand in the wild card hunt. Are you the baseball fan, the truest? Are you aware of where they are right now?
I believe they are 3 games back. No, they are 4 games back.
Yeah, see, kind of sliding. Yeah.
The wind didn't help them yesterday.
Oh, the wind. But it did make the Orioles feel bad, and I had to share this. I said I was sorry to Josh when I sent him this video. Yeah, check this out, ladies and gentlemen.
Swing a high drive! Way up there! Way back! Way gone! The Red Sox walk it off at Fenway! T.O. with an absolute moonshot! Number 30! And the Sox take the series against Baltimore!
You're cruel.
I am cruel.
You are cruel.
That's one of the best walk-offs of their season. And
Look like Fenway was all that packed.
No, probably not. People have drifted away. Let me ask you this. It might have been late at night, too.
Yeah,
It was.
It was extra innings. It was late at night, and my controller ended up across the room after that.
That is tough. So, you have to deal with it, though, if you're a baseball fan. You are both on the giving and receiving end of those situations, and it ain't fun to be the receiver of that. It's not fun at all.
Oh, trust me. I've got a video here of the Orioles doing it to the Red Sox. I was prepared to pull up as well.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I've got one right here ready to go.
Oh, go ahead. Make me hurt. Make me hurt. That's all right. I don't mind that. Here we go. This is in Camden Yards.
That is into right field.
Base hit.
No, it's trap. The Orioles coming with a plane rival. They did it. They did it. They did it. The Orioles have beat the Red Sox.
That'd be the one that knocked the Red Sox out of the playoffs.
Oh, I remember that. I remember when that's when they went down to Baltimore and got housed and knocked them out of the playoffs.
And they were really bad. But this loss really hurt me personally because for years I've worked on building a T-shirt company selling unofficial Orioles shirts.
Right.
And I worked out a deal to get them all licensed by the Players Association. And it's all set. I've been working on it for weeks. But the Orioles, the company is waiting for the Orioles to win a big series to release it and make the big press announcement. And for the past week, all the Orioles have done was suck.
Hello, so Josh, listen.
So it is a little more painful.
We're going to hold off on releasing that polo shirt for another
week. Yesterday, I got an email saying, hey, if the Orioles take the series tonight, we're releasing and announcing this tomorrow.
Right.
And then they lost in extras.
Oh, but it hurt. Did they sign off with LOL?
it stung.
Who are they on to? Who are they on to next?
Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit this weekend. Yes, so we should be. I'm feel good, but I felt good going into Boston also.
It's tough. It's tough. I got a chance to meet Bobby Lee years ago. I've got a great, great clip of him. I might send that to Josh, too, of Bobby Lee backstage. And Bobby Lee's a hugger and an awkward hugger. And Bobby Lee, one of the things, like a lot of great comedians, what they bring to the table is a level of awkwardness. Norm MacDonald was great at it. Kind of awkwardness that makes people uncomfortable and they don't know what to do, especially if there's something at all in there that is inappropriately humorous.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Lee goes on a podcast called, I think, The Fighter and something. I'm not sure what the name of I apologize for that. You might see the two guys and recognize them. But Bobby Lee is telling a story, I think knowing full well
that he is going to put the hosts in this position.
Oh, no.
And it is very politically incorrect, and I will share it with you right now. Check out what Bobby Lee does in this
video. Nine, I got molested by a guy with Down syndrome.
Don't laugh, Brandon.
I'm not laughing.
Why'd you laugh?
It's just...
That's fucking rude.
It's such a curveball.
I know. Can I just say something? I'm going to say it again, and if you smile, I'm going to leave.
Okay. But
no,
hold
I'm being
on.
Real. If you smile...
All right. Hold on.
That really fucking broke me.
No.
All right. You ready? Don't cover your mouth, though, either.
Hey!
You can't cover your mouth.
God.
Because the thing is that I'm telling you something that's like a... I'm vulnerable about
I know,
it. And
man.
I'm expressing
I'm trying to
a
be
truth
cool.
to you.
Hey, dude.
And,
you got to get serious.
And if you cover your mouth, I just feel like you're laughing.
Nope, let's do it.
All right. This is, so when I was nine, I was brutally molested by a guy.
You can't say brutally.
Why?
Because that's a curveball.
Why is that?
Okay, all right, that's it. All right, so he's...
every day for a summer.
I feel for those hosts.
The fighter and the kid.
Oh, the fighter and the kid. The fighter and the kid. Bobby Lee,
I feel for those hosts because you know what? They are... Mm-hmm. They are outmatched. Right
they are
there.
Completely outmatched. They really,
is,
really are.
That is really tough to look
Bobby
at.
Bobby Lee. Oh, God. Hey, by the way, if you want a solid stand-up show if he comes to your town,
he's
check
great.
Out Bobby Lee. Absolutely fantastic. And Josh, I didn't put him on my list. Love to get Bobby Lee on the show to talk about his podcast and his stand-up. Great, great guy. Love the guy. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, remember the old days?
Yes.
Way back when you went shopping, you had to go to a different store for every single thing you wanted. I can't tell you how many times a young program director with a hot, sexy car named Mike O'Mara, not the program director, the car was
That's
named
right.
Mike O'Mara. He wasted an entire day at the mall. I had to go to the Rainforest Cafe, Wicks and Sticks, the Magic Pan, Garfinkel's, Things Remembered, Radio Shack, Lane Bryant, Express, Hot Shops, Spencer's Gifts, Hofritz for cutlery. Oh, so many stores, so little time. Thank
you
God.
You loved Swiss Army Knife.
Oh, Hofritz, how I miss you. Times have changed, and everything you need can now be purchased at the MikeOMaraShow.com store. Or MikeOMaraShow.com, go to the store.
Right.
Or MikeOMaraShow store, or whatever. Mugs, amazing shirts with new designs arriving daily, hats, coinage, and all the tickets, info, and merch for you to join us for the Grand Reunion Poetry Dirk Vastrick Las Vegas weekend. November 9th is right around the corner, so hurry up. And support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Great mugs, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I love it.
Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, the TMOS store, America's next great city.
That was actually, Mike, that was the motto for Tyson's Corner in 1962.
Terribly sorry I messed that
and
one up.
Now yes. Free shipping on everything.
That's free right. shipping, ladies and gentlemen. Not shipping, free shipping
That's
for you.
Right. Mike,
and
we maybe, left off the G, and that stands for great.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
As a disc jockey, Mike, and you used to spin the hot hits.
Yes.
They invariably name one song, I'll give you a hint, Starship from the 80s, as the worst pop record of the modern era. Do you care to guess what it is?
Don't Worry, Be Happy would be my choice by Bobby McFerrin.
Well, this is a Starship song. It's We Built This City.
And I disagree with that. I've always disagreed with
that. Yeah, I do too. I think that's a fine song. However, Northern Bathroom Tissue is bringing it back.
So we built this city on rock and roll. Northern is bringing it back.
Yeah, just look for this ad coming to a television near you. We quilt this city.
Quilt this city. We quilt this city with a comfy roll.
No.
Say it doesn't matter.
No.
No, it don't work.
Say it's all the same.
No.
But Mike, they
I mean, I know
the
they got
city.
The rights and everything, but they're jamming that into the bowl, if you know what I mean, right?
I hear you.
Don't believe it. I mean, it really. We quilt this city. What, can you play the beginning of it again, please?
Of course.
I really
course.
Like.
Let's
to hear
go
the
from the front, shall we?
We quilt right. this city. We quilt this city with a comfy roll.
Okay, yeah. No.
We quilt this city with a comfy roll.
I just wrote a poem. You got to have the meter right, don't you think? With a comfy roll, come on.
Comfy roll doesn't work.
I mean, that's actually, great minds at advertising agencies get paid a ton of cash. That they cheated us.
They have another toilet paper commercial coming out that was written by Dirk that's a lot better. So,
we'll find out about that next week, won't we?
That's right. Mike, I know that it's Thursday today, but what you going to watch on TV next Tuesday?
That little chief stole a test.
The Fonz hits the fan when Chachi gets expelled. Then, it's the thriller in Milwaukee when Laverne and Shirley wrestle for charity. Then,
Jack!
Guess who's been sleeping in Jack's bed?
Baby doll.
On Three's Company. And Harvey's daughter brings home a friend.
We're living together.
How's it working out?
So far, so good.
The Harvey Korman Show.
Watch tomorrow night starting at 8.
Wow. Hit, hit, hit. Not a hit.
Zero, and that 9:30 Tuesday night slot was always problematic for ABC. But
and that's Ernie Anderson, by the way, the announcer
Anderson.
Who was a voiceover guy for ABC and did a fantastic job. And there are outtakes. We'll have to – maybe you can bring that to the table one day. There's a reel of outtakes with Ernie Anderson. Maybe we can find that for the bonus show.
I'd love that.
Where he cusses just
well, he has
amazingly.
Trouble with they give him 55 seconds of copy to read in about 40. And
yeah.
Can't do it. And, but just, I love this because it's young Anderson. Just listen to the first line.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
Thursday.
That little chief stole a test.
The Fonz hits the fan when Chachi gets expelled.
When Chachi gets expelled.
Ernie Anderson, cigarette smoker.
I love it. All right. Ernie Anderson, also the first announcer that before he died, they recorded him saying all numbers and all letters so he could promote radio stations after he died.
I will tell you this, that the audio of that videotape does not do justice to the baritone of Ernie Anderson. Because
right. When
you get him on a Neumann microphone in a booth, you would hear the way he really sounds.
I think him and Pardoe are my favorite of all times. But I love Ernie Anderson.
Pardoe is able to live on through men like me, you know?
Yeah.
It's Saturday Night Live.
I love it.
Here's Lorraine Newman.
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond.
Mike, have you ever had a teacher that you felt was cool? And maybe because he cussed in class?
I had a teacher. I had multiple teachers that I think are cool. And I think that my kid now has teachers that I find cool. And I love it. I love cool teachers. That makes it work.
If you're cool and you cuss in class as a teacher, don't push it.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. Geometry can be kind of a shit show.
Oh! Oh! What?
Lit.
He said that.
Oh, am I not supposed to talk like that? Come on, you guys are all adults.
He is so cool.
He's not like other teachers.
Look at this equation.
This f***ing equation.
That was a little forced.
We're all adults. Yeah, what do you want, you f***ing pussy? Me, adult. You, adult.
We're actually not adults. We're 15 years old.
15 is not adults?
Oh. What the f***?
What did you do?
Anyway, my wife's been a real f- lately.
Oh my god.
Yeah, oh my god, because I'm such a chill teacher, I know.
Can I go to the bathroom?
No, you should have gone at lunch. You should have pissed.
It's not cool anymore. Okay, you overdid it.
Ryan, you pretty boy, motherfucker, shit, bitch, shit, bitch. Think you're cool because you're fucking tall? Oh, I'm Ryan, I'm tall. Bleep, bleep, motherfucker, and I, Ryan.
So don't overdo it.
Get the video out. Get the camera out. Ernie Anderson.
Do you think that Carla at any time suffered from what they call pregnancy brain?
Oh, yeah. 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 In fact, she talked about it a lot. That was more than the cravings, although I do. You know, it's funny you ask about remembering anniversaries.
Yeah.
I remember Carla's cravings, and she only had two. There were two cravings she had when she was pregnant with Michael. One, salt and vinegar chips.
Yep.
And generic grocery store chocolate ice cream. Those were her two.
Weird. I remember Carrie. She craved cherry Slurpees and she craved divorce.
Thank you. Thank you for it. You might have changed that in midstream by looking at my face because that's what I wanted. Thank you.
No. I knew where it was headed. But a weird thing, and this is true, Carrie could not eat seafood during the pregnancy.
Really?
And as soon as she had the baby, she was back liking it. But to this day, Julia doesn't eat seafood. So when she had Julia in utero, she couldn't eat seafood. I always thought that was wild.
That is amazing.
But anyway, this guy's wife might be suffering because pregnancy brain can also manifest itself in being sort of absent-minded. They don't need potassium at this house.
So here I am minding my own business on this innocent Sunday, and the groceries arrive for just me and my wife, and I find this. That's for two people. All this. But that's not all. When I look into the bags, all we have here are bunches of bananas. My pregnant wife managed to order 99 bunches of bananas. Huh. I think we have over 12.
You think it's real?
Bananas.
I do.
In this apartment right now.
I think it's probably interested, we'll easy to make that mistake
right from our door here in Brooklyn.
Also, I think it could happen. Yeah, with a missed keystroke.
It's easy. Yeah. To accidentally put 99, or the screen might only show the first nine or something.
I have to shoehorn this in, yeah. Rob, because I since you're talking about this right now, I ordered some golf clubs on eBay.
Okay.
And I went through Apple Pay to get them.
That's not Pig Latin.
I got like a hinky email thing. I got confused. Now, I went to
I've
the
never
company.
I've used Apple Pay. Okay, go
I
ahead.
I went to the company. They have the order. How does it work? I'm trying to get this. Apple Pay has the receipt. It went to my bank. The address it shows on the order is my home, but I can't find it with eBay. And I can't find it with this
Did you
this
save
company.
An order number when
yes,
you confirmed it?
I have okay. an order number. I have an
Search
eBay number.
By-
I put it in there. They didn't have it on eBay.
Okay, you need to contact eBay then, because eBay will protect you. Ultimately, if you never receive the clubs, you should get your money back, because eBay
okay.
does protect you.
All right, because
right
it's
now,
a completely
I'm-
legitimate business that sold me these clubs.
I'm waiting on an Elvis box set that's 5 days late now from the shipping situation.
Josh, what were you going to say?
Thing in motion.
Well, and I'm waiting on a TMOS mug as well. It's stuck in shipping.
Oh,
no,
Carla.
I don't know if it's late or not. I'm not
sick
sure.
burn.
But Mike, I think we need to follow up from last week. Did your golf shirts arrive?
No. And they said they were delivered. So it was a ruse.
Oh, your Russian yeah. golf shirts?
Yeah. Chinese.
Chinese. China.
Chinese.
In yeah. China.
Sorry okay. to interrupt, Rob.
That's all. That's cool. Yeah, keep us updated, and I'll let you know about the Elvis box set. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're going to Dollar Tree. The last thing you want to do is take a candle from the top shelf, and I'll explain why. But first of all, I'll say it before we even start. This guy. This reporter is too young, and he doesn't care that he's there. I mean, if you want to work at a GameStop, work at a GameStop. But don't look bored on television. But remember, Dollar Tree.
Last Thursday, Andriana Shelton and her daughter, Gray, were running weekly errands when they stopped by at a Dollar Tree. They left that day with a smell they'll never forget.
It's an unthinkable act. Adriana Shelton and her 9-year-old daughter, Gray, were at the Dollar Tree on Southman Avenue shopping for a gift for Gray's teacher when Gray reached for a candle on the shelf.
We're smelling candles, and she picked up a candle to smell and tilted it back, and it literally, liquid went down her.
Mike, somebody has been going down the aisle and peeing into the candles
oh,
and putting
God,
them back on the top
no.
shelf.
No! Oh, man.
There's no camera. There's no camera on that aisle, but the manager of Dollar Tree offered to give the young girl her shirt.
Oh.
But
people.
Can you imagine?
I can't even laugh. It's too nasty. I hope they get the person that did that. That's
tilting
horrible.
Tilting it back for a smell and the splash comes. That's no good. You
look who's laughing
that.
And smiling at this. Look who's enjoying this, Josh. Look at that. That speaks to it right there. See? Bodily fluids. That's his
Mike,
thing. That's
all
his
I want
thing.
To know. All I want to know is who did this and that they're punished.
Yes.
This really has me pissed. This really has me pissed off.
There it is. Okay.
And now let's close with this, Mike. Are you familiar with a Florida town called Edgewater?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And there's an Edgewater, yeah. Maryland, too.
Yes, but this is Edgewater, Florida, and they are notable in the national scene because they've elected the youngest mayor in the history of mayordom.
Really?
Edgewater's mayor is 19 years old.
All right.
And he's sworn in and he's official. And it's unfortunate that this video leaked because he was flipping off the camera, drinking a hard seltzer, which of course is no good if you're 19 years old, and singing a rap song that has a very, very notable racial slur in it. So he will probably not be mayor much longer, but I wanted to give you, we'll close with the highlight from this video. This can't be helping his campaign.
I need alcohol!
So, if you want, vote for that guy.
Yes, wow.
Didn't mean that, but it's always a nice tape.
We got to get out of here. Check out our bonus show. If you've not subscribed, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, come on.
If you have a friend that you would like to that you share this the free show with, and you can't share the bonus show, tell the friend to subscribe too. Come on now. It's how we do things here. Please, the bonus show coming up tomorrow. We'll be there. Rob and Josh and me and Gail and Bill and my dogs are going out of their minds, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow with a bonus show. You have a fabulous weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you on Friday for the bonus and next week when Rob Spiewak is away and I will be joined by my betrothed. Happy anniversary, Carla. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
I have a poem, too.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
What do I do?
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.